Okay, so Drew, can you tell us a little bit about how reliable and credible network analysis is?
The thing about network analysis, it's been quite slow to gain popularity in the sector that probably talks most about networks. The whole community creation, that's how dynamic. You go to conferences, and people are constantly talking about networks, and yet very few people actually know about network analysis. So there are other areas, other scientific areas where network analysis is actually quite prevalent and quite obviously very credible. From policing through to cell biology to all sorts of areas. So the big problem really is how is it seen as credible to community development people and people who are actually working with networks on the ground as community networks. We've had several reactions, by people to the creation of network maps. Some of the things, it's too analytic, it's too complicated. And the problem with that is it's kind of like trying to analyze, love or something like that, because it seemed to be this emotional thing. I get on well with people, I'm a people person, and somehow analyzing stuff in this way, it seemed to be inimical to that. But that's changing. One of the things that set us on to Kumu was we were doing work with Community Connectors in Manchester. And they really liked the idea of a network map because it could illustrate the connections they knew about, and the collaborations. But they were just desperate to put information into the nodes because it could then use the whole thing as a database. And of course, Kumu came along just after that, and that's what it does. So I think the credibility and general acceptance of all this stuff is increasing in the UK. It's much more prevalent in the US. And I can think of many projects that are already using network analysis as a way of plotting progress, working out who should be brought together to improve the project, etc. But almost all the good examples are over in the States. Having said all that, there's a growing interest in using network analysis in the health sector. And the health foundation, we'll cut that out. The health.
Let's pause.
I totally blasted my train of thought there. Yeah.
Well, you just started to talk about the health sector. Yeah, so maybe it would be a repeat that one.
There's been recent interest, I think, in the health sector in using network analysis. In fact, the Health Foundation have produced a report on using social network analysis and network maps across the health sector, which is a very nice little report. And increasingly, we're getting approaches from people in the health sector who think this might be a useful way of looking at how they join up health, social care, that whole area of interaction that health is now exploring. The Scottish Government, for instance, there's no separation between the health service and social care, they're all one. But joining these cultures is a completely different matter. So again, network analysis, network maps can help with that.
And did you mention that people have also been in touch with the Link to Social Prescribing projects?
There are two, three people we've been talking to recently who are interested in using network mapping is a way of exploring social prescribing, where you link up GPs with the sports sector, with various other aspects, and just what sort of collaborations would be required to make that stuff work.
Okay, so Drew, you've mentioned that over the years where you've used network mapping and analysis, They didn't used to be the software that there is now. Do you want to just quickly tell us a little bit about that journey and now the tools that you're using?
Yeah, we used to use a piece of software, which is actually a diagram drawing software, I think called Wired, to draw the maps, and it would also do the network analysis. In fact, we paid the developers in order to develop the network analysis side of that. But it couldn't store all the data that we now store in Node, or that we want to store in Node. Kumu is a program that will do that. It can hold as much information as you want in the various nodes and connections, and then it can use that in order to compare with the structure of the diagram and lots of other stuff. So that's great. So Kumu is our main piece of mapping software. There are other mapping apps available, but to be honest, none of them are quite as flexible as Kumu is. You can play tunes on Kumu. The biggest time consumer in the original network maps we did was collecting the information, sticking it all into a spreadsheet or whatever, and then transferring it all over to Kumu, or even doing it individually into Kumu. SumApp is a program SumApp is a program like SurveyMonkey, the same sort of structure. You build a survey in very much the same way as you do with SurveyMonkey. You then send that to people to fill in, and that creates a unique pathway into a survey that finishes with a map, which is a map created partly through the information you've supplied in the survey. So it means that you're looking at the Kumu map through SumApp, but you're also contributing your information through SumApp. And the great thing about that is that anybody can then go back in and change the data. It doesn't have to come back through the map manager to do that. The individual map member could decide to update their information. They may have been reminded to do so by the map manager, but it allows them to control their data. They can take their data out of the map if they wish to. So again, that's great. If somebody decides they want to be part of this, they can take themselves out of the map. So we tend now to use SumApp and Kumu seamlessly. And that's been terrific. It's just saved a huge amount of work. And it's more effective. It allows us to build bigger maps with greater coverage. We still use streams of data that come from events, from face-to-face interviews, from various other ways of collecting data. And we can then input that into some app, and that automatically appears on the Kumu map.
Do you just want to clarify, maybe say a sentence about the fact that some app integrates with Kumu?
Yeah. Okay. some app has been constructed to feed Kumu. What it does is it reorganizes the data structure so it will seamlessly flow into Kumu. So you create a relationship between SumApp, the survey, and the Kumu map. And you do that by transferring a JSON file from one to the other. Kumu, you can then create an embed of the Kumu map, and you transfer that back into SumApp. So the last page of your SumApp then is the Kumu map. So basically, you have this interaction between SumApp and Kumu, which is constant and completely automatic. I can provide a diagram of that. So, yeah.
Yes.